on maynard.com.au. Hey, you!
Call World Vision on 13 32 40. Use your credit card or give at any ANZ bank.
My credit card wouldn't save anyone in Zaire, I'm afraid. I wish I could.
You've got the only credit card in the Western world that's useless to them.
In fact, I don't have a credit card because my father took it away from me.
Hey, why don't we do a show on this one day? Let's forget about size coins. Let's find out about the incident that made Sveta lose her credit card. What was the final purchase that did it?
It was the general trip to America that...
and the house on the Riviera. Boy, I said, don't give her a gold one, I said, but they gave you a gold one. Now, it is National Science Queen Day today. We were going to have a talk back, but the phones aren't working.
So we might hold it off.
Yeah, which is a very 2SER kind of thing to happen. Like, got listeners, got a topic, ain't got a phone system.
Or the other thing that happens is we've got a phone system, but have no listeners.
Have no listeners. Yeah, well, like, we can't have three things at once. And by the way, I'd just like to mention a few of the things that Margarita Prakatan said earlier, too. Some of the great quotes when talking about the clothing she likes to wear. She likes to wear feathers because she thinks feathers are light, reliable, and go where you send them, unlike people. So feathers.
I said unlike people.
Feathers are the best kind of people, Sveta.
That's right.
And also, she didn't really pronounce the correct name of that Culture Club song. Instead of saying, "Do you really want to hurt me?" she said, "Do you really want to hebe?" Hebe. Is that a Jewish word or something? Do you really want to hebe?
Well, it's funny you should say that because friends and I used to have a running joke about the Hakoa Club.
Can we say this, or are they going to be people going to come after us?
They used to go Hakoa Club, like Culture Club.
Hakoa Club. Do you really want to hear that? Yes, I just love the way she just loses the end of the sentences.
And speaking of Jewish...
It's like she's going, how are you today?
Hey, speaking of Jewish things, did I tell you what happened to me at the Beresford the other day?
No, you told me what happened to you at the Beresford, but it wasn't a Jewish thing that happened. what was it?
Well, I went into the toilets.
Oh, right? Hey, this is getting better already.
Went into the toilets and was looking for some toilet paper, and I asked the woman next door because I didn't have any in my cubicle, and she said, yes, the paper's jammed. The paper's jammed, so only a little bit is coming out. She said, I'm not Jewish or anything. And I said, wow, it's too bad. It's too bad because I am.
So there you were striking a blow for political correctness in a toilet.
Well, it was kind of interesting because she said, well, I wasn't born in Australia either. I'm from an Irish background. And I just thought, what has that got to, do,
that
with
to do with it?
Her being anti-Semitic? I don't know.
So I take it you didn't successfully bond with this person.
No, I thought it was fairly surreal. It was a very surreal occurrence that had happened.
I just wish I'd been there to, like, with a microphone or something. We could have played it on the air this morning.
In fact, if she would have said anything, I'm not whatever, I would have said, well, I am.
Because
one of those comments. Now, Disco Biscuit, do you remember that show?
Yeah, I remember Disco Biscuit well.
It's a classic, and in fact, I don't think it could be redone better than the original. But
Well, it is the original. I guess that's why they've redone. Who's remixed this?
Dylan?
Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan's remixed it. I'm going to have a disco biscuit. The suffering of the disco biscuit. Oh, sorry.
And this is their not as good as the original mix. But it's okay.
It's actually called that. Not as good as the original mix.
That's my
That's honest of them. We'll be right back.
I'm gonna take you on.
Another top deconstruction group there. Kylie's label, of course. Republica there, from their self-titled album, and a track called Bloke.
Bloke.
Bloke, B-L-O-K-E. Bloke, as in I had a close encounter with a bloke.
Not sure if I like that band very much. I know
it's a guitar, isn't it? It's the guitar that puts you off, isn't it? You're not a guitar girl, are you?
No, it's kind of, maybe it's a fusion of styles that I'm not used to. It's the guitar with the dance. Hard dance sound.
And the fact she sounds a bit like Chrissy Amphlett, does that put you off?
Yeah, the voice doesn't seem to go with the backbeat, but I could be wrong and I could, you know, if I listen to it,
the
I
the haircut goes with the
like
backbeat.
It.
That is a good haircut.
It's an excellent haircut.
There you go.
Some
see,
very interesting covers on
we
on
agree on haircuts.
There's a man pointing to us outside.
There's a man pointing to us and he's got a basket near here.
It could be for us.
Yep. Oh, no. It's for Steve O'Connor. Must be the drugs. Yeah, I think the drugs are here. Oh, there's a man with a box
Steve.
Of drugs. Fair enough. That's nice.
I'm a bit excited. I thought it might have been a muffin or something.
In just a sec. Wonder who Steve O'Connor is. We'll just take it anyway. What have we got in the back turntable?
We've got the new Tori Amos.
Oh.
Very nice song.
Not Professional Widow, but something different.
Yeah, it's called In the Springtime of His Voodoo. And I like it very, very much.
Down.
the bit in the show where you pretend you were listening to that song, but you didn't.
Tori Amos has done it again. Because I was out in the office, it was a huge package of popcorn that just arrived for Steve O'Connor, whoever he is.
Wow, he's
lucky. And we're talking like about 5 foot long by 3 foot. Yeah, huge thing of popcorn.
Have they got the right address?
Yeah, they have. There is a Steve O'Connor here, so that means we can't eat it, Sveta. As much as we'd like to get stuck into a huge block of
first thing in the morning, yum.
Well, there's Sarah Cracknell, showing you a photo of Sarah Cracknell.
I know who she is.
Yeah, ex-lead singer of St. Etienne. She's out on her own now. She's been produced up. And this first song's called Anymore. It's a bit bitter, but then again, a lot of St. Etienne stuff is actually bitter under the surface when you have a listen to it. Sarah Cracknell, solo single. I'm just going to notice as to the Sarah Cracknells. Look at the colour of her nail varnish she's got on there.
I can't see.
Oh, that's
red.
Yeah, it's a colour known as sucking red.
Is it? How do you know that?
That's sucking red. Because if you go into a shop and you ask for a lipstick that's really red, they'll go, oh, you want sucking red. That's true.
Hey, Rick's outside.
Rick's here. Well, he can just not come on. He can just get off. He can go back to musical theatre. But it's good. He'll be in here in just a second. Hey, speaking of theatre, Impact, a coma is not a full stop. A coma is not a full stop. In fact, a friend of mine, Stav Rilla, is putting that on at the moment at the State Theatre in the State too. It's worth a look. A good one-woman show. Just thought I'd give it a quick plug there while we're talking about musical theatre. And what have you got on the back turntable?
Tokayo. It's going to be all right.
turning ideas around.
Flipping thoughts over.
Transforming history, maybe.
Looking under learning.
Juggling concepts.
Going head over heels.
Head over heels. Ideas and stuff. Tuesday nights, 9 till 10.
Maynard and I are guessing that must be that little synth sample that comes from Yazoo.
Yeah, which really hardly is worth the price of admission, really, is it, really?
Oh, it's okay. It's a grower.
Why would you pay for the rights of that little sample and the rest of it's just a generic drum beat?
I don't know.
Mm.
Manky. I wonder what a manky means.
Manky? Sometimes, you know, if people have got a really bad habit, you can say they've got a monkey on their back or a manky on their back.
Oh, right.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah, and look over there. That is a manky. Yeah. Mm.
Oh, they just pronounce it differently.
That is correct, yes. I think that's exactly what it is.
With an A. Manky.
Manky. Now, look, we want you to stop spanking your manky and, like, have a bit of chat to us here because, as you know, today is, in fact, International Size Queen Day. That's right. Size queens from all over the world will be marching down George Street later in the afternoon and stopping only briefly to gaze at Centrepoint Tower before they continue once again down to the railway station and go into the third cubicle on the left, now, if it hasn't been blown up.
That's right, I've heard about that.
Yes, so all that's
a bit of a
happened.
Beat up, that story, I think.
And speaking of beating up...
Tongue in cheek there, a bit of a beat up.
We want to know, is size actually important? Now, we aren't talking about the male member here, we're talking about big things generally. We're talking about hands, knees and boomsy daisy. Is size important to you? Is it a big thing in your life? Give us a ring on the number 211-1977, 211-1977. We want your response to Size Queen Friday, International Size Queen Friday. Give us a ring, 211-1977.
Thank you.
Now, the Pet Shop Boys, normally I wouldn't do this kind of thing. And yes, the 2SDR listenership has raised to the occasion once again and not rung us.
Well, someone did, but they didn't want to go on.
Well, Kate rang up, but, I've written down what I think of Kate there.
Only because she wasn't willing to go on air, but
Kate wouldn't go on air, although she said she's a very big size queen and prefers men and women that are very big in all departments.
Mm.
Kate said only last night she was sleeping with someone who was very big. Kate, half your luck.
Now, I think we'll play a song that will inspire more people to ring about
That's okay. We'll give it one more go and then we'll give up, I reckon.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So we are going for some size queen talk back. The listener has a chance to ring us at this stage. 211-1977, because there must be some opinions on this. You're quietly probably bubbling. I know you got cereal on the table. I know you're driving a car, but you never know. 211-1977. This is a song that started the whole thing. In fact, every time we play this, we just can't stop talking about Size Queen.
Professional Widow by Tori Amos. Honey, bring it close to my lips. It's got to be big. Be wise to announce the number two. It's 211-1977. 211-1977. Honey, bring it close to my lips, yeah. Honey, bring it close to my lips. Honey, bring it close to my lips, yeah. Honey, bring it close to my lips. Honey, bring it close to my lips, yeah. Honey, bring it close to my lips. Honey, bring it close to my lips, yeah. Honey, bring it close to my lips. Honey, bring it close to my lips, yeah. Honey, bring it close to my lips. Honey, bring it close to my lips, yeah. Honey, bring it close to my lips. Honey, bring it close to my lips, yeah. Gotta be big. 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 Honey, bring it close to my lips. Honey, bring it close to my lips, yeah. Honey, bring it close to my lips. Honey, bring it close to my lips, yeah. Honey, bring it close to my lips. Honey, bring it close to my lips, yeah. Honey, bring it close to my lips. Honey, bring it close to my lips, yeah. Gotta be big. 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 Tori Amos there with Professional Size Queen. As it is International Size Queen Day, she'll be leading the parade down George Street and gazing briefly at the tower as she goes past. Got a few callers on the line. In fact, all three listeners are on the line as far as we know. And we've got Riley on the line too. Riley on the line too. Hi, Riley. How are you? Morning, Riley.
on line two. Hello. Well, obviously,
I've been incorrect in assuming that we have. Are you using the knob there, Mark, at all? Mark should be using the yellow knob on the top of the panel, the one that indicates the line. Okay, let's try line two again. Hi, Riley.
Okay, let's try line one with Rob there. Hello,
Rob, how would you be? Okay, so is this the SDR phone system? So even though we've got listeners, we can't put them to air. It's the ultimate tease, I think, for an announcer.
Oh, have we got anybody there at all?
No, okay.
Well, there you go.
We've got a bit of a tone sound happening there.
I thought we had subscribers and could afford some sort of system.
Maybe that's why people should pay up their memberships.
Yes. Oh, well.
Let's see what we can do. Let's play another song.
We had a concept.
We had listeners. Yeah.
We had phones.
We had songs.
But we ain't got a show. Funny. Life's funny like that, isn't it? What have we got on the back turn, David?
We've got Tall and Handsome by a group called Outrage. Maybe that can cheer us up.
For a good man, but not just any man. He's got to be someone special. Someone who can light my fire tonight. Looking for a good man, but not just any man. He's got to be someone special. Someone who can light my fire tonight. Now I'm looking for a good man, but not just any man. He's got to be someone special. Someone who can light my fire tonight. Now I'm looking for a good man, but not just any man. He's got to be someone special. Someone who can light my fire tonight. Now I'm looking for a good man, but not just any man. He's got to be someone special. Someone who can light my fire tonight. You gotta be.
sounding song.
Yeah, in fact, the phone system is, in fact, it's stuffed. It does not work here at SER.
We had three callers.
We had three callers, and we would like to personally thank Rob, Riley, and Amanda. And by the way, Riley believes size is important. Amanda gasped horribly when I mentioned size, but I think she was into it. And Rob, I don't know what Rob was about, because we didn't get a chance to chat to him, but thank you for ringing anyway. It's nice to know we have at least three listeners, even if we don't have a phone system like a real radio station.
Yeah, we'll have to build the tension for one more week and see if we can do this another time.
But because our phone doesn't work, I've worked out a nice little promo for us that we can make now.
Okay.
What's a radio station that has callers on the air but can't actually put them to air?
We are.
And who are the people that interview Margarita Prakatan in her pyjamas?
We were.
And who are the first people in Australia to bring you Engelbert Humperdinck singing his new song, Lesbian Seagull?
I'm afraid we are.
Lesbian Seagull from Engelbert Humperdinck.
Thanks for this, Maynard.
From the soundtrack of the new Beavis and Butthead film.
She flies so gracefully over rocks and trees and sand, soaring over cliffs and gently floating down to land. She proudly lifts her voice to sound her mating call, and soon her mate responds by singing, "Haw, haw, haw, come with me, lesbian seagull. Settle down and rest with me, fly with me, lesbian singer, to my little nest by the sea. With me, that's where you belong. With me, I know I can be strong when you're with me."
On Maynard.com.au. Hey, you!